Well, let's move ahead to, I don't know, is it Mzmo or is it MZMO? Either way, let's hit that one next.
In a grand parade, we hide that we're afraid. Play along with the charade. In a grand parade, we lie and say we're brave.
I guess it would be Mzmo. I mean, I think it's just Mo's initials just written out.
Oh, I thought that this was maybe a little overwrought lyrically and a little over serious, and I was fine with the performance, the G and G and M, just mandolin. But there's something there that sounds like either like a 12 string or an auto harp. And I was thinking like, well, maybe that's just a part of the mandolin, but I don't think it is. I think he might have like three different stringed instruments, a guitar and a 12 string and a mandolin, or a guitar and an auto harp and a mandolin. So, but yeah, this is my way of, talking about the instrumentation is my way of avoiding insulting the song anymore.
Yeah, for me, I just fixated on how much the vocalist sounded like Cat Stevens to me. And this did sort of sound like a Cat Stevens song. And the other note I had is that there was a stringed instrument that came in, and I think that's the thing that Ryan says sounds like an auto harp. It definitely sounds harpy, but I just remember it was really loud when it came in, and I was like a little blown away by that, and not in a great way. But yeah, I like this song just because it has that sound, has that Cat Stevens vocal sound, which I am impressed and delighted a little bit by.
I'm not going to agree with you on that, because I think the vocal sound is something that turned me off from it a bit, because I felt like it had too much inflection to it, that it almost came off sounding like Montgomery Burns was singing the song. It was almost like, Smithers, it's a grand parade.
You're not wrong. It does sound a little bit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Release
so.
The hounds. Yeah.
Release the hounds upon the grand parade.
Well,
so
yeah,
but Mo always has great guitar work, and I would bet that it's probably a 12 string. I think he probably just started playing every guitar he has and put it into one song, and I wouldn't be surprised.
When you say Mo, it's not Mo of Glenn and Mo, is it?
I believe it is.
That's the only Mo I know.
Huh.
I believe that it's Michael Z. M. Ouyang.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm surprised then. I'm accustomed to everything he does being stuff that I love. So I'm surprised that I don't love this for whatever reason.